America weekend.
All right, Mr. Sabatino.
Yes?
Good. I'm glad to see you're still paying attention. When last we left, not more than just a couple of seconds
ago.
We were talking about this German fellow that you were having a cup of coffee with and his impressions of New York.
Yes.
Many years ago, I did a documentary on the efficacy of Nuremberg, the Nuremberg trials.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I was down in Philadelphia giving a speech and leading a discussion, basically, of this documentary that this group of 200 members of a synagogue were viewing. It was fascinating to me as to how much history and knowledge of history that those who were persecuted by it from certain individuals remember. You know, the fact of never forget.
Yes.
And always remember.
Always remember.
And never again.
And never
all
again.
Of those
all of those
phrases are
absolutely
very, very important. I'm going to, at some point, bring on a couple of people from the Cardozo Law School who sponsored the original program called Nuremberg Reflections and Resonance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be available soon on the internet.
That's
really, really, really fascinating.
It is fascinating. I'm fascinated by all of that. And yes, never forget, always remember. Never forget, always remember.
Now, before we get to husband and wives, we began our Smith Sabatino sequence today with that discussion, but let's do that at the last point. Right now,
okay.
I want to talk about something else.
Go.
The postal worker recently, a couple of weeks ago from Florida, three or four weeks ago, who flew his gyroplane onto the lawn in front of the Capitol building.
Boy.
You know, he was basically said he was delivering letters to every member of Congress protesting campaign graft and promoting campaign reform. You know what happened? His stunt, while absolutely illegal, I mean, he was a pilot, even though I'm a qualified gyroplane pilot.
Yes,
I've taken those lessons. I know you can do that. There was a gyroplane that landed on the White House lawn back in the 1920s, but it was invited, at that time to promote
planes.
The gyroplane.
Yes.
Basically, to sell. I mean, today you obviously can't do those sort of things. But anyway, I think this guy was wrong in his civil protest, but he has a point that, unfortunately, I think our media has forgotten because of the actions and the way the government is prosecuting this guy or going to prosecute him.
Yes, they are.
On the fact of, of flying in restricted airspace and doing things he shouldn't have done.
The fact that he was able to fly from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to Washington, D.C., under the tightest of securities and the zone that is even the airlines have to fly in a very restricted
well,
box.
But they're a lot higher.
I understand that.
And there is. I mean, I've flown in and out of Washington National and in and out of Dulles any number of times in my own plane a number of years ago.
Right.
I don't have that plane anymore, and I'm no longer current. But the point is that you have to follow certain rules.
Without question.
And a path. If you deviate from that, then you could be in big trouble.
Without reason to deviate. Without reason. It gets how the law is written. Without reason to deviate. Unless you have an emergency on board or something like that.
Right.
That's fascinating. I think the poor man, I agree, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
Really the wrong place, the wrong time.
Well, but it was an interesting what would you call it? Stunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
and he called it an act of civil disobedience, which I'm not quite sure is an accurate statement.
I didn't agree with that. I think he was trying to make a bigger statement. I don't think they gave him an opportunity to make it.
Right.
I don't think they did. Anyway, let's. We have to get
okay,
on.
Okay. Well, when we started
today's program,
we were talking about. We were talking about husband and wives.
Yes, we were.
And the difference between them.
Correct.
So you want to pick up on something?
Well, we were talking about, I used the phrase, my, yes, dear. And the yes, dear phrase has come a long way in my lifetime, but it seems to work in this regard. Sometimes you have to understand, we talked about the arguments you may have with your wife in our case about the silliest matters, and sometimes just yes, dear, takes it away. Let's get on with other issues. Yes, dear.
But isn't right? It's basically a dismissal, isn't it? Is it not, of the discussion?
It is, and sometimes
and very frustrating for some people.
You would tolerate none of that, but my wife gets it in this respect. She gets her point across and says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When she gets to 7, that's it. Do you want to continue the conversation? No, dear. Then there's the no, dear, and we move on. Now, I say that people say, well, this guy has whipped him every which way but Sunday. I'm not, because I love my wife dearly. But sometimes as I've gotten older, and this is my third major relationship and the best of my life, you learn that there's no reason to be arguing about something that's so insignificant. Who cares who touched the soap last? And I don't care. You got it. All right. I won't do that again. I don't care. But some people will carry these kinds of arguments and blow them up into this horrific. And then when they get in front of a mediator or another family member and they finally get down to what the argument was originally about in the beginning, sometimes they don't even know what they started fighting about.
Well, I think a mediator is the wrong way to go about marriage problems.
Well,
I think you've got to have a conversation and talk and be civil and listen.
No, and there's the word, listen. And I've gotten much better at it, I must admit. I listen now to what my wife has to say. And I do that. That's what got us started our relationship in the first place. And I listen carefully to what she has to say. But I will say to our young men out there, and there are many of them who are looking to get married. The term yes, dear, every now and then really goes a long way. It does. And I watch these guys on these, I watch these reality television shows. And these young men are set, particularly the ones where there's like Property Brothers and a few others, where they're buying and selling homes and fixing them up and so on.
You know, you watch too much television.
I
have to talk to you about
when
that.
When I used to have an office, when I was president of World Television, I had 5 television sets on at the same time.
Well, that was part of your job.
But I got into that habit, okay? And I watched these programs because the guy's saying, well, I don't want a white wall here, and he's pontificating about this and that, and I'm saying to my wife, watch what's going to happen to this poor guy. Guess what? The wife wins 9 times out of 10, okay? The wall is now green, not white. We're going to have this over here, whether you like it or not. And these are young men. They're in their 20s, and they're all, they got testosterone flying around in all different directions, and it doesn't work.
As an older guy,
yes,
and a guy who's been married, and I have to say happily, for over 50 years.
I think that is remarkable.
Having said that, there's one word in any discussion between husband and wives that I think should not be used, and that's the word but. In other words,
that's interesting.
If you're making a point, or if you're agreeing with the point of your spouse, and you say but, what you've done is dismiss that point, the efficacy of that point. I think the word should be and.
That's very interesting. But, most people don't know how to, and counselors will tell you this, most people don't know how to argue. That's an art. There's an art to argue. Don't you agree with me? There's an art to argue.
Well, are you talking about debate? Or are you talking about, down and out, arguing is no good anyway.
A disagree.
Okay.
A disagreement.
All right.
Okay. And there's an art to that. Getting your point across, listening to the other side, and then deciding what you're going to do. Because there has to be a decision one way or another.
Well, if your wife says, we want to go out Saturday night, and then you say, but I have other things to do, why couldn't you say, she says, we want to go out Saturday night, you could say, and I have other things to do, but maybe we can work this out.
Rather than
the word but. You follow me?
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I think you're right. And that's why you've been married happily for over 50 years. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the man is giving us some sound advice.
Well, I like to tease our friends when they say, you guys have been married a long time. And I say, yeah, we've over 50 years, and 20 of them were very happy.
I'm not going there.
Then there's the old joke where the guy says, Yes, I was happily married for 20 years, and then we... No, I lived happily for 20 years, and then we met. You know, so it's an old vaudeville thing.
Oh, it is. Anyway. You know, brum-brum-brum. I got it. My dear wife, you're listening to this program... disclaimers all over the place. Disclaimers. Right. I didn't say it.
Yeah, sure.
She's going to hear every word.
I'm sending her an MP3 of this broadcast. Well, Carl, we've come to that point in time where, we have fooled everybody.
And we've got away with one more.
You know, it's amazing.
We keep it going.
I know.
They're going to get us one of these days, but not now.
But I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, though.
I do, too. And may God bless.
Indeed.
As we carry on, and this is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino. Until next time.
America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.